You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning. Hello, Maddie. Well, I'm going to pass around something that I want you to take home and keep. And even if you can't read, I bet you your parents can help read this with you. One, two. Can you take one and pass it down? So last week, we had our blessing of the backpacks because some of you were starting school last week. Have you guys started school yet? Did you do it last week, the week before? Has it been a little bit? Last week? Well, we talked last week about how two things that are the opposite can be true at the same time. How we can be excited for a new school year, but we can be nervous and a little bit anxious too. And so these two things can happen at the same time. And so I've been praying for all of you this week as school was starting up and you were getting to know your teachers and make some new friends and learn your new routines. And I was thinking about something that I could offer you that might help you a little bit when things get challenging. So you know how we bless these prayer shawls and we talk about how God is always there to hear us when we pray? Well, sometimes we don't always have a lot of words to pray. Our prayers can be simple. So I want to teach you a little bit about a breath prayer. Have you heard about breath prayers before? So these words, they're very small sentences, but you say them when you breathe in, and then you say the rest when you breathe out. So can you do a couple breathe-ins and breathe-outs with me? Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And let's try with one of these prayers. So when you breathe in, you're going to say, help me. Help me. And then when you breathe out, you're going to say, trust in you. Trust in you. So when you breathe in, help me. Trust in you. So these words, if you kind of memorize them, you can breathe them in and out, and they become like the pattern of breathing for us. And so I wrote some down on this paper that I thought might be helpful for you at school so that if you're feeling kind of nervous or if you're feeling kind of sad, and I even got to thinking, what if we're feeling angry? I bet we could come up with a breath prayer for if we're feeling angry, we could breathe in and say, God, I'm angry. Let's do that. Breathe in and say, God, I'm angry. Maybe we could breathe out and say, help me to calm down. Help me to calm down. So that any time we're going through something, we don't have to have a lot of words to pray to God. We can just breathe in and out and say a few words, and we know that God hears us. And so can you take this home and show your parents and have them maybe help you memorize some of these so that when you need them, they'll be right ready at your brain to say them? And you can even talk to your parents that if there's something else that you might be struggling or going through, they can help you to write a breath prayer so that you can pray for that too. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And for this church. You are always ready to hear us. When we come to you in prayer. Thank you, God, for your love and for your goodness. Help us when we're nervous or sad or angry to come to you and ask for help. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church if you'd like with Jane.